ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。
Part A. In this part, you will hear several conversations and questions. The conversations and the questions will be played only one time and will not be repeated. You may take notes. After each question, read the four possible answers and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, fill in the correct answer.
For questions 1 through 4, you will hear four short conversations and one question after each conversation. Conversation 1. I have an important message for the president. Can I go in?
I'm afraid you cannot. The meeting is not to be interrupted for any reason. Question.Number 1. What is the president doing?
Conversation 2. How's your new job working out, Cindy?
The work isn't too tiring, and the boss isn't bad.I just wish I got paid better. I don't know if I want to stay much longer. Question. Number 2. What does the woman say about her new job?
Conversation 3. Where were you yesterday?
I came back home from my sister's house at 10, and then I had lunch and left home at 1. I was in the office for the rest of the afternoon. Question. Number 3. Where was the woman at noon yesterday?
Conversation 4.
Should I turn on the air conditioner?
No, let's just let some fresh air in.
Question. Number 4. What does the man mean?
For questions 5 through 9, listen to the following conversation between two club members. Conversation 5.
You were late for the club meeting, John.
Yes, the bus was late, and I couldn't get here by bicycle because of the rain. Did I miss anything?
Not much, but we decided on the date of our sale to raise money for the club.
When is it going to be?
On the 23rd of next month, if the weather is good. If it rains on that day, we will have to change the date to 1 week later.
Wouldn't it be easier to do it the next day?
Yes, it would. But you can't expect a lot of people on a Monday. We must raise enough money for our diving club to buy new scuba equipment.
I know.Do we have enough items for the sale to collect that much money?
We are selling the T-shirts that we designed last summer. Hopefully, that will be enough. We thought about making and selling cookies, but no one has time to bake cookies. Questions. Number 5. Why was John late for the meeting? Number 6. What day will the sail be changed to if it rains on the 23rd? Number 7. What day of the week is the 23rd? Number 8. What kind of club are they members of? Number 9. What are they going to sell at the sale? Part B. In this part, you will hear one lecture. After the lecture, you will hear 6 questions. The lecture and the questions will be played only one time and will not be repeated. You may take notes. After each question, read the 4 possible answers and choose the best answer based on the lecture. Then, on your answer sheet, fill in the correct answer.
Starbucks is an American company that manages the largest coffee house chain in the world. Did you know that Starbucks did not begin as a coffee house? In this lecture, you will learn about the history of Starbucks. Starbucks was started by 3 men who attended the same university, and they all loved coffee. After working for a few years, they decided to start a coffee business together. In 1971, they opened the first store in Seattle. They named it Starbucks, after the character Starbuck, in a famous American novel. When Starbucks started, it sold high-quality coffee beans from another store called Pete's Coffee and Tea. Pete's Coffee and Tea was owned by Alfred Piet, a Dutch immigrant. Piet was the first person who brought high-quality coffee to the U.S. Piet taught the 3 Starbucks owners how to roast coffee beans. Then the 3 men tried to develop new ways of roasting beans. Soon, Starbucks created their own new kinds of coffee blends and flavors. A big change came in 1982 when Howard Schultz joined Starbucks. His job was to improve the sale of Starbucks products. He noticed that first-time customers sometimes felt uncomfortable because they did not know much about these new kinds of coffee. So he worked with store employees on improving customer service. They also made pamphlets about the company's products so that customers could learn about them easily. Howard Schultz's biggest idea for Starbucks came in 1983, when the company sent him to Italy for a business trip. He was impressed with the cafes in Italy and found that the city he visited had 1,500 coffee houses. He imagined changing Starbucks from a small business into a national coffee house chain. He wanted to open many Starbucks coffee houses in the U.S. However, the owners were not interested. They did not want Starbucks to change into a different type of business. They wanted Starbucks to continue selling mainly coffee beans and coffee machines and not become a cafe that served espressos and cappuccinos. Because the owners did not agree with his cafe idea, Howard Schultz left Starbucks in 1985 and started his own coffee shop chain. In 1987, the owners decided to sell Starbucks, and Howard Schultz bought the company. He worked hard to open many Starbucks cafes in the U.S. In addition, coffee beans, machines, and other things were sold in Starbucks stores. Under Howard Schultz's leadership, Starbucks began opening stores outside North America in 1996, and Starbucks soon became the largest coffeehouse chain in the world.
Questions. Number 10. Who was Starbucks named after? Number 11. How did Alfred Peet help Starbucks? Number 12. How did Starbucks help first-time customers feel more comfortable? Number 13. What was Howard Schultz's biggest idea for Starbucks? Number 14. Why did Howard Schultz leave Starbucks in 1985? Number 15. When did Starbucks begin opening stores outside North America?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。